It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we're talking with Paul Erickson with Shalom Hill Farm Retreat Center. Thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's a real pleasure to be on KDOM today.
So, big event coming up, Shalom Hill Farm celebrating 30 years. Tell us a little bit about it.
And, you know, I think we are typical Minnesotans that we expect people to know about us. We feel a 30-year anniversary is our chance to tell our story. And for the many people who have driven by or heard about us, this is your chance to come and visit us and see what we're all about.
Well, let's start with what's going to be happening at the event. It's coming up Saturday, September 13th, and you're inviting everybody out.
That's right. Well, let me give you a little preview of the day. It's Saturday, September 13th, and the event is from 10 to 4. And from 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock, we have several exhibitors. Shalom Hill Farm will showcase our produce, our vegetables, our honey, our maple syrup. You know, people don't realize that we're one of the largest contributors to the food shelf at Wynda, but also we supplement our guests with wonderful homegrown food that we produce. And so, and other exhibitors include Misty Meadows woolen products. We have sheep, and so we're showcasing products made from wool. We have a prairie artist showing her ware. She's done several paintings on Shalom Hill Farm. We have a prairie biologist, a retiree from the Department of Natural Resources, and she is going to talk about interpretation, identification of prairie plants and do a little tour for people who want that. And then also we're going to showcase some of the things that we do at Shalom Hill Farm with Shalom Hill Farm devotionals and liturgies. In addition to the exhibitors, we're going to have a kids' zone, and every kid will be able to make a Christmas ornament made with real wool from our sheep, and there's a little memento from Shalom Hill Farm, and there's other kids' activities and scavenger hunt associated with them. Then from 11:30 to 1, we're going to have a lunch, and it's just free will offering, and also the Chamber of Commerce is actually doing a ribbon cutting because we're 30 years old, but we've been a member of the Chamber for 25 years. It's going to be a ribbon cutting right at 11. And then after lunch, it's an optional program. One of our original liturgies, Peace of the Prairie, will be held in a rustic setting in Bethlehem Barn. And then following that, there will be refreshments for everyone, lemonade and bars. So it's an ideal time for people to discover Shalom Hill Farm and to bring the whole family. But there'll be things for kids and adults. So that's the rundown of the day.
It is going to be full of activities. There's all kinds of things going on.
Yes, I do want to mention, too, for people who want to be a little more active, one of the things that's been developed in the last couple of years is we have two prairie trails that go out into the prairie. They're each about 1 mile, so they're not, and I think several thousand acres of federal wildlife protected areas north of us. And so you go out towards that prairie, and it's amazing, even though we're relatively, close to Wyndham, you come to Shalom Hill Farm, and you do feel you're in a separate place. And that's one thing I do want to mention. I mean, the role that Shalom Hill Farm has wanted to play and has played is to be a place for relaxation and spiritual renewal. And so we've hosted pretty much every Christian denomination, from Catholics, Baptists, to Lutherans, and everything in between. And we've also hosted a lot of community groups with a focus on rural culture. We just had a meeting with rural veterinarians who chose us as a place to get away and to reflect on their work. So we're proud to be part of Southwest Minnesota, and we're proud of being on the prairie. And we look at our prairie setting to be a celebration of God's creation on the prairie. And it's really a place for people to get away from the normal routine and have good reflection on their lives.
Well, it's one of the things I was going to mention. You had talked about the new trails. If people have visited Shalom Hill Farm over the past 30 years, this is a great opportunity to just come see what's new, because over the years, things have changed.
Absolutely. We're proud of that. We're continually changing to being relevant to people's needs. So the prayer trails have been developed. We also have a labyrinth. And it's actually, it's the same size as the labyrinth in Chartres Cathedral in France, one of the largest labyrinths. It takes, my wife and I have done it several times, and it takes almost 25 minutes if you slowly go through the path. And a labyrinth was developed in the Middle Ages as a way for people to have their own, like, spiritual pilgrimage without going to the Holy Land. It's a way for people to renew their faith and things like that. So anyway, you're right. And also one of the newest things is a swing circle where there's six benches which each can hold two or three people. So when we have a small group there, they all can sit in the swing circle and watch the sun go down or sun go up. And it's really a relaxing place to swing and reflect and visit with your fellow people on the retreat. So there is a lot of new things, and that's another reason why people should check us out. Because it's not, you know, the Shalom Hill Farm of 10 years ago. There's many new wonderful things.
So as we talk about the facility itself, and you mentioned the vets coming out there, it is available for people to have their meetings or get-togethers at any time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we've hosted, you know, many church and community groups, and some meetings are for, you know, day only, and we have a full commercial kitchen to provide lunches, breakfast, and dinners. But also, we have 52 beds, and so we've had groups there was a family reunion that had that filled every bed this last fall. And so not only is it a place to visit for the day, but it's also your group can experience a weekend or, a week-long event at Shalom Hill Farm. And that's our mission, is to host groups, that provide a real resource for people in Southwest Minnesota.
Now, we also should mention, if you just are having a really stressful day, you can just come out by yourself and walk on the trails and experience some of it.
Yes, we are. Even though we're, Minnesotans are a little shy, we do welcome people that we've known. There are people who come out and they just quietly get a walk on the trail alone or with their family, and we want to see people utilize our facility. And yes, the public is welcome.
The biggest thing is you need to see it, and the only way to understand everything that you offer and the mission of what you're trying to do is to come out and see it. And so this celebration on Saturday is the perfect opportunity.
Absolutely, Steve. This is, I came to Shalom Farm the first time, I think 5 years ago, and I heard it was nice in that, but when you come out there, it's on a ridge, and on this ridge, I think we're the second highest point in Cottonwood County, and at night from Shalom Hill Farm, you look southward and you can see the lights of Windham, and that's, like 15, 16 miles away, and we have a vista in most directions, and that contributes to this feeling of lift, that you're a little bit higher than the surroundings. You can look out, from the dining area, you look out, 4 or 5 miles onto the prairie and to the north, go the prairie trails. And I have so many people say, the first time I was there, I was so pleasantly surprised. A group came from the Twin Cities to experience the labyrinth, a group of women, church group. And when they arrived, they wanted to immediately go to the labyrinth. And since it's high up, they saw the sun setting and the to their right, and the moon coming up on the other side. And they said they've never had an experience where they were in, you know, in a setting where they saw the rising moon and the setting sun at the same time.
Wow. Okay. So I know we've talked quite a bit about Shalom Hill Farm. What do you tell people that have never experienced it if they ask you what it's all about?
Well, the first thing I say is that it's a place that is like unique and something they've never experienced. Sometimes we stereotype the prairie as being, you know, just flat. Well, Shalom Hill Farm is on a ridge, and it has this this lift that I mentioned earlier, and so when it's like almost everywhere has a view. So if you go to the swing circle, there's a certain view. You go in the dining hall, there's a beautiful view. You go out to the prairie meadow platform facing the east, there's a view. If you go to the north of the vineyard, you see a view. And I think it's like I've been to Norway where every direction there's a view of the mountains, but we have this special setting on the prairie that people are surprised by, because when we're driving from, you know, Sioux Falls, you know, to the Black Hills, it's a different, that's much more flat. This is like has a really beautiful terrain. And I think that setting, and we have beautiful big trees on this site, and it just, it's really conducive for one to take stock of their life and say, you know what, this is a place that I just want to relax, and I want to think about, you know, like my spirit, and your spirit gets nourished on this setting. And we say, you know, it's a holy place. It's a very special part of God's creation, and so that's what we want to tell people. Plan to be impressed with the solitude and the peace of this setting, and our new liturgy is called Peace of the Prairie, appropriately.
All right. The event is Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 13th, from 10 until 4. It's really easy to find, too. I know you're right on County Road 3. It seems like all the way around you, there's good signage saying turn here to get to Shalom Hill Farm. But how do you tell people to find it, to get there?
Well, I think if you leave Wyndham and go by the golf course and the road travels, then you'll come. You go past the rifle range, and then you'll see a blue sign, and going north, and then you'll see another blue sign to take you right to Shalom Hill Farm. The other way is through Jeffers. If you're coming from the north or from the east, you go to the city of Jeffers. And then you just go south on a dirt road that heads directly towards Shalom Hill Farm, and then you'll see a blue sign again with a butterfly, and you'll find Shalom Hill Farm. In fact, the butterflies can find Shalom Hill Farm. I'm sure everyone can. This place, you know, every couple of years, we're a stopping place for literally thousands of monarch butterflies because we're high on a hill, we have lots of big trees, And I've been there when the big trees' canopies are tinted with orange with the thousands of butterflies.
Oh, wow.
And there are monarch butterflies. We were there just like 10 days ago, and we saw the butterflies on the Shalom Hill Farm flowers. So again, if the butterflies can find us, everyone can find us.
Absolutely. All right. Paul, is there anything else we need to mention today?
I just want to, one thing to mention on how it came about. The Shalom Hill Farm was started by a couple, two pastors, and the reason I'm connected, they're from my home church in Circle Pines, Minnesota, but they wanted to preach in rural Minnesota. And they started in the 1980s, you know, approximately this 30 years ago. And it was the middle of the farm crisis. And they purposely look for a place that they could host church groups that would be a place for retreat and renewal and rest. And because during their early years when they were preaching, there were suicide attempts, farm closures. And so it started because of they felt there was a need for a retreat center in southwest Minnesota, because there wasn't many places that you could do these, getting a retreat away from your normal life. And so they used it effectively as part of their ministry, hosting church groups from the entire area.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. And then over the course of 30 years, it really has developed into quite a place. So again, we invite everybody to come out Saturday, 10 until 4 at Shalom Hill Farm for the 30th celebration. Paul, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and we feel grateful that you were interested in us, because we feel it's important that we tell our story, and thank you for helping us in that mission.
Absolutely. Paul Erickson with Shalom Hill Farm and their celebration one more time this Saturday from 10 until 4. It's open to everybody. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.